for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 38. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 24. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. One person was lifelighted to Evansville, Indiana yesterday afternoon after a single car crash on Interstate 64 in Wayne County. According to police reports, at approximately 3:50, 26-year-old Cattlesburg, Kentucky resident Aaron C. Blevins was eastbound on the interstate in a 2018 Honda Civic. Police say he lost control at approximately mile marker 110, struck a guardrail on the north side of the roadway, ricocheted into a concrete bridge railing on the south side of the roadway, ricocheted back to the north, and came to rest. The Wayne County Ambulance Service also responded to the scene as Blevins was lifelighted to Deaconess Midtown Hospital. Accident reports indicate a passenger in the vehicle was not transported to the hospital. The vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage, and a tow truck was called to the scene. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield. The holidays are once again behind us and we're on to another year. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for your patronage during 2019 and let you know we're looking forward to 2020. Please come in and check us out if you are in the market for some new appliances or give us a call if your current appliance is in need of repair. We'll do our best to help you out if possible. Give us a call at 847-7066. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Keep up the good work, mules.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a home and stole a front-load washer and dryer, flat-screen TV, hope chest, silver rocker glider, two gun cabinets containing eight firearms, and a utility trailer. The house burned down overnight. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. 48-year-old Xenia resident Christopher R. Irvin was arrested last night by Wayne County deputies on a charge of violating an order of protection. Irvin was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Members of the White County Sheriff's Office, Carmi Police Department, and Southern Illinois Drug Task Force arrested 11 people yesterday morning in Operation Dealer's Choice, the results of a months-long investigation of drug use in White County. Several non-drug-related warrants were also served during the detail. Carmi residents Jack Weasel, Kendra O'Brien, Jeffrey Newman, Richard and Miranda Travelstead, Jason Schneider, Thomas McGuire, Richard Powell, Taryn Browning, and Richard Ott were arrested, as was Crossville resident Jessica Smith. In addition to various other charges, Weasel, O'Brien, Newman, Richard Travelstead, Schneider, and McGuire face charges of unlawful delivery of methamphetamine. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer and CPD Chief Jason Carter say more arrests are anticipated. President Donald Trump signed the first phase of a trade deal with China yesterday that he says will bring big jumps in business to the nation's farmers. President Trump says purchases from China will increase substantially over the next 2 years, so farmers should be ready to work hard to fill China's needs.
China was doing $16 billion with the farmers, and they stopped. Why not? You know, they're in a negotiation. So our people agreed to 20, and I said, no, make it 50. What difference does it make? Make it 50. They say, sir, our farmers can't produce that much. I said, I love our farmers. Let them tell me they can't do it. And I said, tell them to go out and buy a larger tractor, buy a little more land, but they'll be able to do it. I have no doubt they'll be able to do it.
Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. said the day was an historic one for Illinois farmers, the nation's number one soybean producers. He says the state is well-positioned to fulfill China's demand of soybeans, pork, and additional commodities, and the agreement provides a pathway for the next generation of state farmers. Giebert also noted the IFB remains interested in the dollar amount of agricultural purchases to be made in the coming years by China, and the means by which the commitments will be upheld. He said the agreement signing aligns with the 85% of surveyed Farm Bureau members who, in November, identified regaining lost ag export demand as their top priority for the coming year. Two Jefferson County residents were arrested near Johnsonville early yesterday morning. According to a report from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, at approximately 4:15, Jefferson County deputies attempted to initiate a traffic stop on a 2007 Chevrolet car on Highway 15. The vehicle, driven by 22-year-old Woodlawn resident Cody Collins, headed west on Highway 15 in an attempt to avoid being stopped. The pursuit turned north into Marion County, where Marion County deputies deployed spike strips, flattening at least one of Collins' tires. The chase then turned east onto Highway 161 into Wayne County, and the vehicle was eventually stopped after striking multiple Marion County squad cars. Collins was arrested on charges of driving with a suspended license, aggravated fleeing and attempting to elude, possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of less than 5 grams of meth, and obstructing justice. A passenger, 23-year-old Mount Vernon resident Austin Kierer, was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of less than 5 grams of meth. The two were transported to the Jefferson County Jail, pending the setting and posting of bond on felony charges. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says potential charges in Wayne and Marion counties will be at the discretion of local law enforcement. The two are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. The night will begin with the approval of minutes from the December meeting, which included its truth and taxation hearing. Board members will then move on to the approval of other old business. Several board policies are expected to be approved, as are new classes for 2020-2021, including health informatics, nutrition and food selection, intro to sport management, kinesiology and sports, greenhouse production and floral design, landscaping and turf management, and woodworking. Under new business items, the board is expected to discuss a school maintenance grant, as well as the honor roll and weighted grades. It's also scheduled to accept the retirement of Angela Tucker, effective at the end of the 2023 school year. In miscellaneous matters, the 2020-2021 calendar is expected to be approved, and the board will hear a motion to approve the non-release of executive session minutes from last year. Board members are then scheduled to enter executive session for the purpose of considering a contract extension for Superintendent Jill Fulkerson. Consideration and possibly action on the matter is expected after their return to open session. The Illinois Sheriff's Association has announced it will award over $58,000 in college scholarships throughout the state to students wishing to pursue higher education during the 2020-2021 academic year. Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett will award one $500 scholarship, which is to be applied only to tuition, books, and fees. Applicants must be enrolled full-time at a certified institution of higher learning within Illinois and be a permanent Illinois resident. There will be no restriction on applicants by reason of race, age, creed, color, sex, or national origin. Applications are available at the Wayne County Sheriff's Office or online at ilsheriff.org. Completed applications, answered essay questions, and all documentation must be returned to the sheriff's office in a student's permanent county of residence by March 15th, or be postmarked by that date. The Wayne County Historical Society will hold its January meeting tonight at 6. The night will begin with a pictorial tour of the historical photos located in the Wayne County Courthouse, and it will conclude in the Wayne County Boardroom. All members, prospective members, and guests need to enter the courthouse no later than 6 p.m., as the door will then be locked for security purposes. People should only enter and exit through the east door. The night's agenda also includes discussion on the 2020 cemetery tour. The Society says last year's cemetery tour was a resounding success, and it invites the public to join the tour committee to help make this year's another success. The 2020 cemetery tour is scheduled for May 29th and 30th. Freeze notice meteorologist Dan Hicks says an uneasy feeling has built up as heavy rains drenched portions of Illinois this past weekend. He says the rain is not a good sign after the flooding issues the state experienced last spring and summer.
And I know we've touched on this in the past in winter conversations that, you know, we had periods of very wet weather during 2019 and many areas had a fairly wet year compared to normal. And this just kind of adds to those thoughts that it's still several weeks away, but by the time we get to March and start thinking about spring planting and field work, any type of normal to above normal precipitation in Illinois and surrounding areas has the potential to cause some significant delays just due to the conditions that are out there right now. And of course, additional precipitation will fall prior to that. We have not built up a real deep snow cover in most of the Midwest because temperatures have been above normal since the 1st of December, which we classify as the beginning of climatological winter. You really have to go farther north in Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and the Dakotas to find substantial snow cover. Now, of course, that could change before the spring melting season arrives, but certainly the precipitation leading up to March and spring is will be a critical thing as far as how spring field work progresses.
Much of the state recorded anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of precipitation last weekend. As investigations continue into an email from a lobbyist mentioning rape and ghost payrolling, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he expects everyone questioned to fully cooperate. Kim Howard has the story.
The Illinois Executive Inspector General, State Police, and more are looking into the email sent by lobbyist Mike McLean back in 2012. The governor says anyone involved needs to start talking.
I expect everybody in state government and any lobbyist who has information to come forward. And if an investigator contacts someone, they should, and ask them to cooperate, they should cooperate.
Governor Pritzker says everyone under the Capitol dome needs to take a hard look at themselves and assess whether they have contributed to the culture of corruption in government. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois regulators say they are investigating apparent violations of a rule intended to prevent cannabis shops from stockpiling weed from a single cultivator, while also reminding retailers that they must keep enough product on hand for medical patients. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation sent a letter to dispensaries last week saying they were probing whether stores were illegally sourcing more than 40% of their product from one grower. Some dispensaries, struggling with the supply deficit, say they were worried that companies that own both dispensaries and cultivation sites could be attempting to limit product available to competitors. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 32. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,198, up 168. The NASDAQ is at 9,317, up 59. February crude oil is at $58.64. That is up 83 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 54-year-old McLeansboro resident Paul Eugene Hill died on Sunday. Paul Hill is survived by two brothers, one sister, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services for Paul Hill will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will be at Hopewell Cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Jeff resident Otis Allen Venters Sr. died at 11:03 p.m. on Monday at his residence. He had worked in the oil field. Otis Venters is survived by his wife, Deborah, sons Otis Venters Jr. and Coleman Venters, both of Jeff, two grandchildren, brothers Ed of Lagodi, Indiana, Steve of Fairfield, and Bill of Sisney, sisters Brenda Thomason of Mount Vernon, Vita Berry of Bridgeport, and Betty Betancourt of Washington, Indiana, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Otis Venters will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at the Shrewsbury Cemetery in Mill Shoals. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. Memorial donations for family expenses will be accepted at the graveside or at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies, a high today around 38. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24, and tomorrow cloudy skies, a high of 35. Now look for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Scattered showers are possible on Saturday with a high of 50 and a low of 15. Sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 25 and low of 8. And then on Monday, sunny skies will have a high of 25 and a low around 12.